Muslims throughout the world are marking International Quds Day. It's traditionally used to express solidarity with the Palestinian people, and this year most of the banners in the streets are denouncing Israeli aggression in Gaza. Protesters in Iran were chanting anti-Israeli slogans and burning the country's flag. In the capital, Tehran, the rally was attended by the Iranian president. Similar scenes were seen today across India as well. There, thousands of Muslims marched in support of Palestine and held prayers. Arabs have been protesting in Israel too. A rally in Jerusalem ended in clashes with police. Several dozen people were arrested after throwing rocks and stones at Israeli officers. They responded with tear gas and water cannon. Well, Quds protests are being held in many cities across Europe. Polly Boyka joins us now from a rally in London. Hi there, Polly. What's the mood there?
Hello.
Hi, Polly, if you can hear us, what's the mood?
Well, Palestinian leaders have declared a day of rage today. Palestinian leaders have declared a day of rage today in the West Bank, but the anger is palpable here on the streets of London. Now, it's hard to gauge just how big this crowd is, but organizers say it's something like 10 to 15,000 people who have come from across the UK to join in this rally and express their solidarity towards the people of Palestine and oppose what they say is the increasing bloodshed against the civilian population in Gaza. Now, Quds means Jerusalem in Arabic, and this is actually an annual event, but organizers say that the pro-Palestinian community in the UK has been galvanized by what they see taking place in Gaza, and as I said, that increasing civilian death toll. So you can just take a look at the sheer number of people that are marching through central London, making their way towards the American embassy. But, of course, the UK is a very multicultural country, and in London and across the country, there is also a huge Jewish population. And every time that the Arab-Israeli conflict flares up, its opinions are polarized and the tension fizzles into the society here. And now is no exception. We've seen the debate waged on the television screens, on the radio waves, and increasingly on social media. I personally have friends that are deleting each other off Facebook, closing their accounts because of the increasing hostility from the two different communities. Now, voices among the Jewish community here say that they feel a sense of growing anti-Semitism as a result of the crisis, an assumption that all Jewish people agree with the actions of the IDL, which of course, IDF, I apologize, which of course isn't true. We've seen rabbis protesting among the pro-Palestinian community today. But this isn't the only rally to take place in London as a result of the crisis. Just several days ago, we had several thousand pro-Israelis march through the streets of the capital, pledging their support to the Israeli side in this conflict. But for such a multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-religious city, the conflict in the Middle East is very much affecting the streets of London. Reporting from London, I'm Polly Boyko.
Thank you, Polly. That's the scene then in the British capital. As you can see, quite a high turnout there by the looks of it. A noisy demonstration too.